Welcome back to Management Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some news that occurred right after we got off the air on Friday. Bannon, Steve Bannon, a bad guy, was found guilty by a jury of contempt of Congress in the riot inquiry after less than 3 hours of deliberation. He was convicted of two counts of contempt. Each bears a maximum of $1,000 fine and 12 months in jail. So theoretically, he could be fined $2,000, spend 24 months in the clink. He'll be sentenced a couple of weeks from now. He'll appeal. They always do that. They try to somehow tie it up on appeals until they hope somebody goes away. But in this case, I think it'll be upheld on appeal, the conviction. And if it is, even if, God forbid, the worst happens and the Republicans get control of Congress and get rid of the January 6th inquiry, it is illegal for somehow the Congress to say, therefore, we retroactively exempt him from his subpoena and so get rid of this conviction. He was in contempt of the Congress that was there at the time. It's not going to do him any good. But this is to send a message to the other witnesses. Don't fool around, because if you are convicted, it may not, 12 months may not sound like a lot, but 12 months in the hoosegow is bad news for the average person that has no idea what it's like and has never had their liberty constrained. I'll tell you what, I'm going to say two things. One, looking at the arguments that were made, I think that the defense counsel did a very, very bad job. Here are their defenses. Now, an obvious defense would have been he genuinely thought that executive privilege mattered. He genuinely thought it, even though it didn't. And he did offer to cooperate at the end and cure his contempt. So let him go. But no, here's what their defenses were. First of all, they attacked the subpoena as being possibly forged, because they said, look at the signature on the subpoena. And of course, it was Benny Thompson, the chairman of the committee. And then they said, look at his signature here on another subpoena, and it's shakier. So therefore, it must be forged. Well, come on. Benny's not a young man. And the fact that somebody signs something and then the same signature is a little shaky, that's your defense to contempt, that you somehow thought it was a forgery, but you never asked anybody for clarification? They laughed that off. They convicted him in less than 3 hours. Less than 3 hours. The other one they hit him on, which is a dumb argument, was it turned out that one of the witnesses was in the same book club as the prosecutor. Okay, that simply means that they knew each other. There's no dispute as to the facts. So they're going laying on arguments like, oh, look at this shaky signature. That guy over there is the book club, the prosecutor. So therefore he can be in contempt of Congress. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. And that's what they argued in closing argument. During the case, they did argue that he had tried to cure his contempt. They had tried to cure his contempt by agreeing to testify at the last minute. The prosecutor shut that down, and they had an obvious defense to that and didn't use it. The prosecutor said, you can't come in at the 11th hour. They've wasted an awful lot of time and of the committee and a lot of resources. And there were also documents subpoenaed, and he didn't turn over a single document. An obvious defense would have been, well, all right, he had a change of mind, but it was before this trial, and they should have given him a date, and he was preparing the documents, and you don't get them together in 2 hours. But no, they go, you know what they do? They go in there and they go, look at the shaky signature, book club, shaky, shaky, book club, and he got convicted. They did a terrible job. But it's just the old defense instincts to me coming out as a lawyer. I'm glad he got convicted. He was in contempt. And what he did is he sent a signal. You know, Mark Meadows is in contempt right now. You know, another guy that they wanted was Kevin McCarthy, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. I think they're not going to actually physically subpoena them. These were requests, largely be professional courtesy. Wolves don't do it to wolves. If the Republicans get back in power, and at some point they will, if they get back in power, what's going to happen is they'll subpoena Nancy Pelosi. So I personally think they'll subpoena her anyway. They've already said they'll investigate her. They've said they'd investigate Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. They said they'll investigate Joe Biden. They've said they will impeach Joe Biden if they get in. Now, the Senate, it's not going to fly. The Senate for a conviction on impeachment takes 67 votes. They don't have 67 votes. But they're going to do that just to gum things up and try to stop Biden doing anything and injure the United States to benefit Putin, benefit all of our enemies, benefit the Chinese, benefit them all, just to stay in power and injure Joe Biden. They can't be permitted to get back into power. They can't be permitted to get back into power, and you have got to make sure that you vote and you get other people to vote. One piece of good news, it's very funny. The Missouri Democrats, the Missouri Democratic Party, is planning a Hall and Hawley 5K race. Now, what's that all about? Hall and Hawley, Josh Hawley, their terrible senator, was on video aired by the January 6th committee running away from the mob that he had given the raised fist of approval to. And he ran pretty fast. I got to say, this guy scurried like a chipmunk under a log, skipping like a frog through the slimy bog, running like a dog through the Everglades, where man can hide and never be found and have no fear of the bay and hound. He better keep him moving and don't stand still. If the skeeters don't get him, then the gators will. I mean, really, that's what it looked like. He looked like a criminal running away. Running away from a botched gas station holdup. This is Hawley. So, they have a 5K, Hall and Hawley. Hall and Hawley, he was humiliating the January 6th commission. Here's a guy who put up a fist of approval and is chased by the mob. Another guy, Chip Roy, Texas, is shown pushing furniture against the wall to keep the mob out, and now he's saying they were great and just tourists. You know, these guys have no character. It's one thing to flip for political purposes. Another thing, if they're out to get you and kill you and you praise them, that I cannot respect. No one should respect that. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.